crazy criminals were busy this week in Florida. Here's what's on The Docket with Karen Curtis.
This week on The Docket, ending July 23rd.
People don't take selfies if they think they're doing something at that moment that may be a criminal.
So that's attorney Patrick LaDuke. He's talking about his client, Paul Hodgkins. He's a Florida man who was sentenced to 8 months in prison for his nonviolent role in the January 6th Capitol attack.
Poor little Paul Hodgkins, right? This guy's poor as dirt, working class, humble, private. I mean, his worst nightmare is this, right? I mean, the 8 months is nothing compared to what you guys are going to do to him.
Hodgkins, who's from Tampa, is the first person to get jail time since the riot 6 months ago. The 38-year-old pled guilty last month to one count of obstructing an official proceeding after he was photographed on the Senate floor with a Trump 2020 flag. He was there about 15 minutes, and he also took a selfie. Well, the judge, Randolph Moss, said the attack on January 6th left a stain on this country for years to come. Moss said he believes that what happened was an aberration in Hodgkins' life. His sentence now sets the bar for hundreds of other defendants arrested for the Capitol riot.
Now, Hodgkins himself did address the court today. He said that he was truly remorseful and regretful because he feared the damage that the incidents caused could hurt the country.
The 8-month sentence is lower than prosecutors wanted for the felony charge of obstructing an official proceeding. They wanted 18 months. The judge cited Hodgkins' willingness to accept responsibility and his lack of criminal history for the lighter punishment, which could help determine the severity of sentences in other pending cases. There are hundreds of people, some in solitary confinement, awaiting their adjudication. Hodgkins was also carrying a first aid kit, which prosecutors say they believe showed Hodgkins' intent on causing violence and injury. Police in Broward County hope surveillance video will lead them to a voyeur. Pembroke Pines police yesterday released the video of a man accused of taking upskirt photos at a TJ Maxx on Pines Boulevard recently. He's described as white, thin, 5'7", with dark hair, and he was wearing a gray army cap, white polo, and light gray pants. So don't wear patent leather shoes or a skirt to the TJ Maxx in Pembroke Pines.
Very malicious. And he's like, where are you from? I bet you're not even from here.
And this is a sickening story out of Delray Beach. As a business owner is hoping that a video that you're about to hear sheds some light on the discrimination that Asian Americans are facing each day. Lewis Grayson owns the Ramen Lab Eatery in Delray Beach, and this week, while he was trying to close up, he recorded three very drunk, grown-up men whom he asked to leave. They were yelling racial slurs at his staff and him.
I asked you nicely to leave, that's about it. I asked you nicely to leave.
Take your China flu and shove it up your ass.
Okay, well done.
You mean California? California.
That's what I say. I'm asking you nicely, bro.
At one point, one of the men refers to Grayson as Corona, and he says he hopes Grayson dies of Corona.
Coronavirus, go f yourself, Corona.
Thank you.
Die of Corona.
To leave.
Your China flu, shove it up your ass.
Grayson says he wants people to see and hear that this goes on every day, and while he grew up with it, this takes it up a notch.
Just so people can see that, you know, this still goes on every day, and I grew up with it too, but this is another level.
And according to Delray Beach Police, the men will not face charges for spewing their racial hate. And now for this week's absolute worst of the worst Florida criminals here on the docket. Police in South Florida are searching for a hacker they say he's been stealing the identities of people who died in the condo collapse in Surfside. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett says there are a number of victims.
Multiple. This person is using this technique in cookie cutter style and applying it to others.
So police in South Florida are on the hunt for the hacker they say stealing the identities of these people who were killed in the collapse. And officials say the criminal is getting victims' names from news reports.
Violated the rights of an individual, but worse than that, a deceased individual and a family that is grieving. Again, it's the worst of the worst.
Mayor Burkett says he wants to know what kind of person could do such a thing.
All of South Florida is eager to see who would do something like this, what kind of person would do something like this, but I'm looking forward to our police department apprehending them, and they are out there looking. I wouldn't want to be that person right now.
That wraps up the docket. Thanks for listening.